Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 11th of March 2026. Today's topic is The Miracle at Mara. Our text today is taken from Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 to 26. Verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord shewed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Verse 26. And said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Our memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord shewed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. After a remarkable breakthrough, a believer or congregation may encounter a big challenge. Such was the case with the children of Israel after experiencing miraculous deliverance at the Red Sea. They continued with their journey to the wilderness of Shur, where they encountered a daunting challenge. The bitter water at Marah. The children of Israel did not manage the situation with maturity as a people who had experienced God's faithfulness on several occasions. As they resorted to murmuring and complaining, instead of crying to God and tap once again from the riches of His benevolence. The attitude of the Israelites is still being repeated today among youths when they face challenges in their studies, career, and ministry. However, Moses, knowing that the mercies of God never fail, cried out to the Lord for help. God responded to his prayer by revealing a solution to him, and the bitter water became sweet. This remarkable miracle underscores the Lord's unwavering availability in times of crisis. When we fervently cry out to Him, He will unfailingly provide solutions to our seemingly insurmountable problems. Quote for the day: The bitter water became sweet. The challenge for today is: God is bigger than your challenge. Prayer. Lord, help me to depend on you in times of troubles. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.